Welcome back to the Sights On Podcast with Luciano and Alex. This is a just laid back episode number 4 of the Nuts and Bolts series. We just wanted to take a step back and just tell a little bit about our lives and let's get right into it. So we just wanted to focus on our statistics here. Alex, give us a breakdown on what we've been doing. I mean, this is amazing.
I mean, so we started on Opus AI. We paid that. It was a big decision in us because it's quite expensive, to be honest. And so we bought it. It's probably the best thing that we've done in a while for like our platform, as it has grown us in all social media platforms with, you know, us now on Twitter, us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all platforms you can think of, we have been growing. And so it's really helped us by being able to speed up the process of posting and lets us relax a little bit more on this side without having to, like, come up with our own posts. We just take our content that we make and we put it out there for everybody to see.
Yeah. And we have our TikTok statistics pulled up for us up right here. In the past 7 days, we've got almost 9,000 views. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that was possible. I mean,
that is a very high number, especially for TikTok.
Yeah,
I know, Luci, you were a little bit skeptical on the TikTok train.
I'd had a negative view of TikTok earlier. I mean, I never gave it a thought. I mean, it was a thing that I was skeptical, probably because about the Chinese media, like how they could infiltrate America. That's what I thought. But I mean, now I'm pretty familiar with TikTok. I mean, I think it's a good platform, and I think it shouldn't be banned in the United States.
Yeah, hopefully Trump can save that from getting banned. I mean, this would definitely hurt us more as content creators if TikTok is gone, because our other platforms, they're not doing great compared to what we're getting on TikTok, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think definitely I hope that they fix that. But I mean, like I said, almost 9,000 views. We got 70 profiles. You know, we're up in everything on TikTok, and we're looking at 360...
All time,
23,000 views and 224 profile views, 334 comments. You know, we got 23 shares and over 1,000 likes. And what we started, how many days ago? Like maybe a month ago on Opus. I mean, we're going like crazy on the TikTok side of things. And
some of the comments are.
Oh, of course, we deal with like hate comments or people calling us childs or idiots. Or, I mean, you deal with comments no matter what like that when we're in this type of business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that doesn't support you. I mean, we can have good discussions with them.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, in the end, when you're doing those bashful hate comments, you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean,
we just, we'll put a laughing emoji at you.
We'll laugh it off and have a good day. I mean, we'll laugh at you, mainly because you're doing this.
Yeah, you're commenting just it's not, but I also do love, like, when we talk about, like, gun things and, like, the gun people that come out and they comment, and I actually can learn a lot from them. I love reading their stuff, even if, like, I have to take about, like, sometimes they're a little bit rude when they say it. When I look at it, I'm like, whatever. Like, you know, I understand they're very passionate about this, so.
Yeah, I mean, when you discuss these things, I mean, they're worth talking about, I mean, when you have different perspectives. I had a recent conversation with a guy who is very passionate about guns. He builds his own guns, actually.
Oh, that's very cool.
And he takes like the process for building guns. Like, you have to get the lower, you have to get the upper. The lower has to be licensed through a manufacturer and sent to the manufacturer for you to order to get it. He told me the whole process, and it's mind blowing how much he knew. And just having the discussion about the guns, understanding why people are passionate about them and why people think the way they do, I think that's very important to have the discussion about guns and other controversial topics. We may not agree on them, of course, but just having those discussions is something that is very fun today, and especially because like it's very controversial. I think that's very fun to have.
Yeah, sure. And like, I mean, our videos have been doing pretty good. Funny enough, I thought the one that, I mean, the topic isn't crazy. It's just, it's called Epic Showdown, Liberals versus Conservatives. And it's talking about Charlie Kirk and, you know, different platforms. And surprisingly, that one has done extremely well. Plus with our second ever video got almost the same amount. And I don't even know how. I mean, people didn't watch it fully all the way through, but it still got a lot of views. And then the Hispanic, shocking Hispanic vote did very well as well. It's just incredible the amount of like exposure we've gotten, and we were looking at possibly paying for to boost on Instagram, but it's crazy that we get so many more views on our TikTok that we have to boost for Reels, you know, and other platforms. But TikTok outperforms the other ones by huge majorities. It would be like in the 90s that TikTok outperforms all of them.
Yeah.
And I think it's because TikTok is the real, well, 30-second platform, quick media.
Exactly. I mean, even in Instagram, we go to our platform and we've got about 1K reach over the past 30 days. Yeah, 1K, 1,000 accounts reached. 96.5% are not our followers. Like they looked at their account and our posts and they didn't follow us. But
I guess I just don't notice as big a difference because the like and comment ratio is so low. It's almost zero to none, like on the likes and comments compared to our TikTok. People are commenting left and right, either hate or they're saying, you know, like they have questions or they're just commenting to comment. You know, they're nice guys. I think it's super interesting. I guess I just never noticed because I haven't looked at this stat. So
yeah, and even on YouTube, we had that pulled up about a couple minutes ago. We're getting more views on YouTube. It shows us having more views on our YouTube videos. So we're growing as a channel, and we love that.
Yeah, love to see that. Especially like through we've learned. I told Luchi about this. I said we need to start making thumbnails. You know, our thumbnail side of it is, you know, why do people click on the YouTube video? It's because of the thumbnail. If the video looks good from the picture that they're showing, you're going to click on it, right? Looks interesting, looks good. So we got to make ours look interesting. We were just picking the AI ones that was given us from some random clip in the video. And it's just not going to make views. It's not going to do well. I mean, we did our first thumbnail and it got 30 views compared to what we were usually getting of like one view. Mm-hmm. So we obviously are going to start to have to produce more thumbnails for each video, go back and fix them. For future content, we're going to have to go back and fix them. We just did a relationships and dating. I'll start probably make a thumbnail for that, for Luchi, for him, and we'll just keep producing content. I mean, our main thing is produce, produce, produce. We're trying to keep it weekly and then keep it daily for the social media.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So taking that into perspective, I mean, how was your week? Like, what are you doing this week?
So this week, Avery's coming over and we're hanging out because I haven't seen her in a little while. She just got back from Arizona and I'm excited for that. And even next week, I'm going out to see her in Stephenville. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm really just that final week is finals. So I got to get ready for that. I have an essay that's due December 8th. I've got some tests coming up, you know. I actually have orientation December 6th. So it's another week that I'm busy. I'm actually going to just be busy, busy, busy these final weeks. And I'm sure you will, too. I mean, this is the end of college for this semester, so it's all coming to a close. And then we got that winter break, and we're going to get to work because we want to maybe fix this. This whole studio. We want to revise it. You know, that's our time as we'll have a whole month and a half off. Right. To possibly look for a table. We want to eventually get on some guests. We've had people in the past or just recently that we've wanted on, or other people have been commenting and telling me that, hey, I would love to come on the show. And I'm all for it because I think more people that we have, the better this will grow. I mean, the more people. So, and more experiences, sure. More than just our two opinions, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited to see more people come on the show. I mean, when we have another person, that's another perspective and more stories to tell. I always enjoy a story from another person. For me, this week I just had a surgery that I came out of. So I shadow a surgeon and he's very good. He does everything to the book and I find it amazing. During the surgery, he just chatting about his life. Like he's just saying every like little thing about his kids, his dog that just went around the cart, and he's cutting the organs inside of the body. How can you talk about your daily life, such a serious matter, and you're cutting and doing this, but he's been doing that for so long. I'm like, wow.
How old is he?
He's about 60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he looks like a 43-year-old man. Like he's so young, and he does this all the time. And I aspire to be that way. Like I want to get to the point where I can do things exceptionally well and without thinking about it. And he does that. He's an excellent surgeon and. I enjoy doing that. I'm almost to the point where I've seen about 6 surgeries so far.
Awesome.
And it's amazing. I mean, that's what I'm passionate
What do you
about.
mean, though, by the way, shadow surgeon? So are you actually like with a dummy? What are you doing in that? Are you just completely watching?
So what I do is I have to completely gown everything, and I'm in the attire of the surgeon. I'm not touching patients at all because I'm not licensed to, but I'm right beside him, watching him do his own procedures, and he shows me every little thing inside the body. And this is a real human being that's
Being
on the
like
table.
getting the surgery, yeah.
Yeah, and that's very, very valuable to me because I get to see what I'm actually doing in the future. I mean, you're going to the meteorology,
Like broadcasting, more like, yeah.
broadcasting industry to get that experience to shadow or actually be in that place where you're going to be in the future, Fox News in the future.
Yeah.
When you get into that point, it's going to be a very valuable experience. And I'm getting that now, which is so, so, so important
Yeah,
for
I
my
plan
career.
that when I get to UNT and I hopefully can get on their, I think it's called NTV News, that like I can shadow someone for a little while and then eventually be on their nightly news for Denton and stuff like that. I mean, and funny enough, talking about like Fox News, Lucien is going to help me eventually. Probably not tonight. It's a little bit busy of a night, but we're working on building me a resume so that way I can apply for internships like at Fox News, CBS, all those news channels. So that way I can get more experience. I could start a resume. I just trust Lucci to help me more, make it look very professional. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'd see if I see you on the local news channel, I would be so happy, man. I would be like, hey, that's my bro. That's my bro.
Yeah.
I'd say I'd tell everybody in my family, all my friends, that's my bro.
Yeah, turn on the news. Alex is probably on.
That'd be actually cool to see you on the news channel, like talking about topics that you love. I mean, you do sports, right, or
I want to
something,
do any topic, to be
any
honest.
topic.
Sports, politics. I know they keep it pretty, they try to keep it neutral, on their bias to try. And so I would definitely like just any topics I could do, just be anchorman. I mean, I don't even mind reporting out on news reports. I don't mind being out in the public, you know, or just interviewing people, you know, as I interview people through DMs and stuff, as asking them questions. I don't mind. I just want to be like on the TV, you know. I want people to see me out there working.
Yeah, and we had a sample of this past 2 weeks. We did so much research. I mean, from my perspective, Alex did a beautiful job of researching this week. Like, he made 2 4 to 5 page reports before the each episode, and he made them clear and cut about his argument, what he wanted to say, and the statistics that he broke down, and all the sources he had. He did that for these last past 2 episodes because we made a decision to be the most prepared we could be on these topics, and to be the most knowledgeable about them, because we don't want to be talking out of our butt. We want to be true, and we want to say like what we've seen. And Alex had the idea of interviewing people and getting other people's perspectives to enrich this podcast. And I think that's very valuable, and I appreciate that
Yeah.
from your side of the aisle.
Well, definitely there's times when we do this show and I'm like, man, I didn't come prepared today. Like just the other day or other episode, it was the military episode, and I still think about it to today. I'm like, man, I could have been more prepared. I need to learn how to tell the story better. I need to learn, so because this is like good stuff that I need to work on for when I'm telling stories that the news wants me to report on, that I tell it the way that it needs to be told, you know. And so it's just things I think about a lot when I make a mistake or something, like, man, I got to work on this, the storytelling, the stuttering, you know. I just kind of make checks in my head of like, all right, this is what needs to be worked on. I sometimes listen to parts of the podcast. I'm like, all right, that could be worked on, you know, just getting. And so for me recently, getting more prepared, even if it's my own opinion, I want my own opinion to be written out already. So I go, oh yeah, that's what my opinion was. Oh yeah, I remember that part I wanted to say, you know.
Exactly. And that's basically what broadcasting is. I mean, that's the training for broadcasting. I think that's beautiful that you're doing it here with me.
Yeah, and I mean, another part, I was telling my neighbor about this today. I would love for us to eventually be on like college campuses, talking to kids, doing interviews, debating different things. I mean, we're not there yet. We need a little bit of a crew, I would say, but it's definitely a future idea, future project, and I would love to see that, at least a couple trials of us trying out there to talk. I mean, we definitely want to be 100% prepared. It's definitely going to take time for us to Be ready for that, because there's so many, there's hecklers, there's people that actually have questions, there's all kinds of people you can run into, but it's definitely a future project down the line. Nothing to rush into, but I'm excited for everything that we could possibly do.
Yeah, we would probably take like a weekend and then get a couple of our friends, get a big man. I mean, we have a couple of big men friends.
Yeah.
Get them there, I mean, make them present, and then get a camera crew. We have one friend who's very good at photography. He can help us out. And then we need good mics. I mean, these are just probably like studio mics, right? So we need like...
I would probably say like a DJI, I think it's what, DJI. And you clip it to you and you can... It costs about probably like $100 each. So just a small investment, but it'd definitely be worth it for that kind of content.
Yeah. And then a table booth. And then, I mean...
Or we just stand out there. Yeah. I don't know.
And some snacks.
Yeah, some snacks. Definitely going to have to take a lunch break midway. Yeah. Stop at the Subway, get that BOGO deal. You get, I think, buy one sub, get one free kind of deal.
Yeah, I love that deal. Man.
I buy that all the time. Me and Avery, we will go out and I'll be like, she'll be like, I'm hungry. I'm like, me too. And I'm like, can we get a buy one free at Subway? Yes, we can. The deal's going, and we go get one. And then we actually just eat it the next morning for lunch.
Yeah.
Because it's like we split one and then the next one. Looks like we got a little alarm going off. Just 1 second.
But yeah,
was that just a quick question, was that the resume alarm that we have set?
Yeah, that was a resume alarm.
So Lucci, because we haven't been able to get to the resume yet to help me set up for that, Lucci's actually, I really do appreciate this of Lucci, he has an alarm set for every day, is that right?
Yeah.
Every day at 9 o'clock or at 10 p.m., he has an alarm that goes off that says, all right, we got to work on Alex's resume. And I really do appreciate that, so we don't forget.
Yeah. If we do have time, we'll get to it. I mean, we're right now filming this at
10 p.m.
10 p.m. Yeah, it's 10 p.m. clock. And we might not have time tonight, but once we do have time in the future, we're going to work on it, get it.
Probably over, like, I'd assume Christmas break.
Yeah.
We have a good amount of time. You know, you'll be home. I'll be home. I can just pop over really easily and get to work. I definitely plan for Christmas break to even work more, because I'll have more time off to work. But I'm definitely podcast work. I mean, I can fit it in now that I don't have school for that month. So
yeah, and I arranged my schedule for next semester to be able to do the podcast, so I can keep on doing the same time.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to put that in plans because I have not registered for classes yet because I have to go to the orientation first. So I would definitely already be registered if I could, but it's just not the way that UNT does their orientation for transfers.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Because you know me, I definitely like to be prepared. So me being unprepared makes me nervous right now that I'm like, oh man, I haven't even signed up yet. Like all the good teachers are going to be gone by the time I sign up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the unfortunate thing when you transfer. I mean, you're going to get the short end of the stick for the first couple of things.
Yeah.
I ran the orientation for my university, and those transfer students, I mean, they're always complaining, like, where are all these classes going? They're all filled up. How am I going to get a good class? I mean, you're giving me the professors that have low ratings.
Yeah, the low. So that's what I'm worried about. I mean, but we just get the short end of the stick because, right, everyone else that came through the joining UNT freshman year, and then, you know, after that, they obviously get, because they've been in there longer, they're trying to get the classes. So after a year, hopefully I can register and then I'll get the classes I want. So
yeah,
I mean, I understand the process. It's a fair process. So
broadcasting classes, like the upper level.
Yeah, ones. I'll actually get to start working on my major, and then I'll actually be taking 4 years of a language. I haven't picked a language yet. It's either going to be Spanish, French, or if they had a Russian class, I would consider it.
Okay.
For my own family, because I've always wanted to learn my family's language. So. Yeah. But I know for my job, Spanish or French is probably the way to go.
So you said 4 years. So are you doing a
master's? Not 4 years. I'm sorry. Four semesters.
Four semesters.
Okay. So basically the whole rest of my college, I got Spanish or a language to do.
Okay. So after college, would you do a master's or would you go like straight into an internship or broadcasting? What would you do?
I don't know. I would like to get my master's, but I'm unsure like where I'm going to go at the moment. Like if I'm going to stop. Or I'm going to do the master's. That's what my goal is.
Master's and then probably get into an internship. And
yeah, internship work. Or just find work. So find a news station somewhere in Texas. I don't plan on leaving the state really unless I can. I mean, I'm going to apply all over the United States, but I would really like to stay here in somewhere in Texas.
Okay.
Or in the South. Like, I was like, if it was like Gulf Shores, Alabama, or somewhere Florida, that would be fine. But I do like having family in it. And I know my girlfriend loves having the family here too. So I would do that for her to stay somewhere local so that way she can see her family, I can see mine.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
I know family is very important. So,
Yeah, and all your family is like in Texas, like
yeah.
immediate family, right?
So, yeah, there wouldn't be a big point in leaving besides just like getting to explore the United States a little more, but I'd rather be with the family.
Me too. When I go to medical school, I want it to be in Texas, 'cause right now for me, the only two people in my life are my mom and dad. I'm an only child, and it's a tight-knit community. I mean, I don't see myself going outside of it, and I would like to keep it there. I mean, you're basically an only child.
Pretty
Like
much, yeah. I
you're
mean,
raised like an only child, but you do have some
I was
brothers and
raised as like an
sisters.
only child, you're right. Like I had my brother lived with me for a little bit. My brother and sister lived with me for a little bit, and then they moved out, and then almost like my whole, I would say like most of my elementary after third grade, I think everybody or fourth grade it was, everybody moved out for good, and it was just me. So from fourth grade to 12th, so 8 years I lived by myself, so felt like an only child for sure.
Yeah, I mean, from an only child perspective, I can say that it's a lot of thinking. Like, you think a lot. I mean, I had many thinking processes, questioning on myself, like, who am I? What is my purpose in the world? I'm not sure about people who have siblings, but it was just like a lot of conversations inside my head. I mean, I don't know if that's wrong, but I think
No, it's.
it's like a lot of introspective, like questioning
I
a
definitely
lot.
say there's. You can definitely. I can feel like. You can tell when someone's an only child and someone who's not an only child. You know what I'm saying? Have you
Yeah,
ever
for
felt
sure.
that? Like, I always know when, like, when I look at, like, let's give, like, Michael an example. I'm like, oh, yeah, Michael seems like he would have, like, a brother. You know?
Yeah, Michael, he's very cool.
Michael, if you listen to this, you're the best, man. You're the best. Love Michael. We're actually, hopefully we can set up, another part is we like to do like a get together with a group of guys that we had from high school, and some of them they've actually all stayed relatively close, with UNT and stuff. One of them's all the way out in Japan, but for most of us, we're all right here pretty well close. So hopefully in December we can get a quick day where we can, have some lunch and a good get together and just see how everybody's doing,
I think we should start like planning that now. I mean, a lot
Probably
of people
because
have plans and
we'll probably keep that like mid-December. I mean, I got my
midsummer.
birthday coming up,
Yeah.
but I mean, I'm sure we can fit it all in.
You think you want to do it before or after your birthday?
We can do it after. I mean,
After.
whatever works for everybody else. I just want everybody to be able to get there, so
Okay.
type of deal.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be fun. I mean, we had a birthday party get together about 2 years ago, and then it was at Alex's house. That was the most fun thing I've had in a while, 'cause
Really?
we like everybody was in the area. We played ping pong. That
Yeah.
was like the highlight thing. I was like bashing it out on that table. I
Yeah,
mean,
I'm.
Alex has a mean house of
Yeah,
game
that
room.
game room up there, it's stacked. It's got everything you'd need to have a great time.
Yeah.
Funny enough, I actually bought that ping pong table though myself. Everything else my parents put it together, but I was like, I want a ping pong table because of you. Because me and you, I don't know where we played before. I think it was at the HG Supply Co. Do you remember that? And we just played and played and played. And I was like, I'm gonna buy one for me and Lucci.
Yeah. That was really fun that night. That was really fun. I mean, ping pong, if you ever meet me and we ever have like a any time, take me to ping pong
Yeah,
and
you'll get a
you'll
good
make me
combo.
a best friend
Yeah.
right here.
All right.
'Cause I love tennis, I love ping pong, anything with a bat and ball.
Yeah, ping pong, pickleball, tennis.
I played baseball for about 8 years, so that was one of the best things I could think. When the Rangers won the World Series, I was like, let's go, man. I mean,
Nice. I
those are
just was
nice.
getting into baseball, so I was like, let's go, but I was also like,
Who is.
wow. Amazing, we won. Like, this is incredible. Now, we didn't do that great this year, but
Yeah,
hopefully they get
unfortunately.
better again.
Cowboys, they never do
No, they're doing horrible right now. I don't even watch them, so
well.
I just stick to the Dallas Stars because they're actually a good team. So when the Dallas gets good and Jerry Jones leaves the team and Dak gets better and just they fire all the coaching, then I'll start watching. There's a lot to fix with the Dallas Cowboys, but I will not get into that during this podcast.
I was talking to an older gentleman. He said, our generation actually experienced a Super Bowl win. We had that pride of in Texas. We had that feeling of accomplishment. Your generation, you're missing out. You don't have any sense of accomplishment because Dallas Cowboys have never lived up to their standards. So.
Yeah, they completely left them all in the dust. So, but like I said, I will not talk about that. That will just make me mad to leave the sports world out of it, of today's nuts and bolts.
Yeah, that would be good for broadcasting when you're in the future. You get so mad at the Cowboys. Cowboys, what are you doing?
Yeah. And like I said, we're 3-6 right now. We can't even score a touchdown. I think we're the 32nd. We're down in the stats. Like, all we do is score field goals, which is not fun to watch as a Cowboys fan right now. So,
yeah.
I mean, literally, I don't think the last couple games we have scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Well, last thing I want to say is Thanksgiving's coming up. I mean, I'm very thankful for you, Alex, and I think this podcast is very blessed from God. I mean, I'm very thankful for what he's given us. I mean, this is everything here. I mean, we've done so much in the past couple months, and I just think it's a very big blessing to be able to do this. I never thought we would be doing this a year ago, and it's amazing what we've done so far.
Yeah, definitely. I'm thankful for this podcast. I mean, like you said, we had our conversation this March of 2024. Didn't start till I kept pushing you. I was like, we got to start in June. We didn't get till June. We almost waited till like July. We started working on like buying the equipment in June, but we didn't even start till July. It took us a while to set up all that equipment. We were very novice, didn't know what we were doing, but we figured it out. So just getting all the stuff to work. We bought lights eventually. I think that's one of our best investments. Mm-hmm. The room looks like we're in a bright room, but we actually just have really good lights that make us look good.
Yeah. Room's completely dark, and yeah, we have these lights. And
if you look,
it's amazing. I mean, thank you to all those who support us. I mean, Alex's people that he interviewed, our parents as well.
Yeah, everyone that knows us and I tell them about the podcast and they follow or they listen in. I mean, we're super grateful for everybody that does come out in sports because we are still very small, but we are growing, and I'm thankful for even the one person that views us on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or even Twitter, because all of those help overall. And I'm just like, it is growing. It's just slow. And I know it's going to be a slow process. I don't know many YouTube channels that blow up overnight and they have 1,000 or 1,000,000 subscribers overnight. It happens one click at a time.
Yeah. One click at a time. And we're building this from the bottom up. I mean, we're not famous people at all. We're just the average
two college guys
talking and discussing world issues, and especially in America, and we just want to share this journey with y'all. I mean, if you see us grow over the years, you'll probably be very happy to join us on the journey. So I think this is very, very cool that we're doing this together. But Thanksgiving is coming up in a couple days. Christmas is just around the corner. Yeah,
Thanksgiving, Christmas. I hope all of y'all have a great Thanksgiving and a great Christmas. I mean, we'll have an episode out before Christmas, so I'll tell you again. But I might as well just say Happy New Year since I said the other two. But we got a lot coming. We got a lot to work on. We're going to continuously work hard. And we thank, again, all of y'all for y'all's support. I mean, that's what I'm mainly thankful for, the support. If we didn't have any listeners, I would say we'd be pretty hopeless because we'd be like, what are we doing wrong? But we do have some supporters and some fans. I could name names. I'll mainly name like Jimbo. There's a guy named Jimbo who comes out, texts me every week, tells me that I did a great job, gives me some constructive criticism, helps me out. I love him. So thank you, Jimbo. And to everybody else that just listens, I got guys like Mason. They all come out and they really help, you know, give me good feedback. They ask me about the podcast. They tell them what's going on. They listen. So super thankful for all of them, that for everybody that helps. Everybody helps in this.
For sure. The thing is, this podcast is one of the major things in our lives now, and we want to continue this. I mean, any help that we can get is valuable, and I think this is very true. I mean, the people that would support us is very, very good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We would be, again, we wouldn't have anybody. Like, everybody that supports us really helps the channel. And I mean, we'll just see us grow. You're going to see us, like, for everyone that started here on day one, when we're up to 1,000 subscribers to hopefully eventually 10,000, maybe even 1,000,000 one day. We'll say thank you to those people who started us from the very beginning, who supported us. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, this is the end of number four of the Nuts and Bolts series. And we've have 21 episodes now. This is counting 17 regular episodes and four Nuts and Bolts. So
that's crazy. Again, thank you all for everybody that's listened to every episode. We've had a big learning process from keeping it to an hour to 30 minutes. We're kind of moving in a little bit of a middle. Some episodes are going to be about 55 if it's a really long topic, like our latest one with like relationships. We really hope y'all listen to that one because that was a really great episode. Even if you stop halfway through, maybe at that 30-minute mark, and then you jump back on, you know, and finish it off later, it's still going to be a really great episode no matter where you stop or end. So we hope that y'all can listen to a little bit longer of an episode. We try to keep it around that 30-minute mark because we know a lot of y'all listen to this while you're driving. So
yeah, and you can check out us on all platforms. We are on Spotify, TikTok, Instagram, and Apple Podcasts. If you want to see us real life and flesh, go on to YouTube page, and we have all our content posted there. Yeah, so this is the Sights On podcast with Luciano and Alex. This is Sights On
signing off.